We pray that as you listen to one of our amazing team bring the Word of God, you are encouraged and challenged, and that your faith is stirred.
Wow.
To get in touch or for more information about us as a church, head to libertychurchuk.com.
So, you guys on Zoom, once again, apologies. Sorry for that. That came on. But the devil is a liar. You know, he is a liar. We have already overcome. We are not going to overcome. We are not going to get the victory. We already have the victory. That is who we are, and that is what we assume. So sorry for what happened. The word of God is going to come so strong, and we're going to be blessed. Amen. We don't want to concentrate on what the devil is doing. We concentrate on what God has done and what he's doing. Are we together? Amen. Together, together. We'll continue with our series. You know, the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 downwards, it says that, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Verse 16, very instructive. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him no longer. We know no man after the flesh. We have known Christ after the flesh, but he says that from henceforth, we know no man after the flesh. You are not known by your flesh and by who you are seated here. You are known by the Spirit. That is very important. That I am not known by my flesh. I am known by the Spirit. Amen. You see, if you think that you are who you are seated here and you are just operating in the flesh, you can't make any impact. Paul is saying, we no longer see ourselves, we regard ourselves not according to the flesh, as others did for Jesus. And then he comes on the verse 17 and he says that, therefore, that is to say, if any man is in Christ, it's a new creation. So I don't see myself as the flesh, because I am in Christ, I am new creation. I am a spirit. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Because Jesus was the old creation in incarnation. And when he resurrected, he became the new creation. And then we are in him, new creations. So I don't see myself, I regard myself not as according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Why am I saying this? When we begin to know this, then together makes sense. Amen. That I begin to know that I am not living according to my flesh, I am not living according to my feelings, because I am not my feelings. So I come together and I begin to work together with my brothers and my sisters. Because I have died to myself and the real me is coming out. Somebody said, oh, I don't feel like that. I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like, you know, maintaining the unity of the peace. I don't feel. It's not about our feelings. It's about what God has said. When God has said it, we are qualified, empowered to make it happen. You know, your feelings, in the natural sense, will be just pretending. Don't stone me here. Let me explain myself. See, like the scripture says in James, that if any hears the word of God and don't put it to practice, he deceives himself. That is to say, he is living in pretense. Because the word of God says this, and when you live otherwise, you are just in pretense. You are not being real. Even though fact, feelings might be speaking. Am I making sense? Know no man according to the flesh. If I know no man according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, I know how to treat people. They might step on my feet, but I don't know them according to the flesh. I will still go and talk to him or her. This is what you did. I will not harbor it in me. Because you are not the person who stepped on my feet. That is not you. I want to make sure the real you come out. That is why we're speaking about together. So when you speak evil of me, I don't see you as the person speaking evil of me, because that is not you. If I begin to see you as the person speaking evil against me, then I am regarding you as being in the flesh. And the Bible says, no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. So it's my responsibility as a brother in Christ to restore you to your original state. Because I see you in the spirit, I see who you really are. And therefore, I begin to speak, come forth. So when you see your brother say, oh, this man is like this, he's not like that. Don't focus on what you are seeing. See what Christ is seeing concerning that person. That is together. I am doing everything I can to make sure that we are living in this thing called Mr. TT. Unity. Together. So you might hit me hard, but I'll still smile and say, that is not you. I still love you. Carl, I still love you, even though you don't. I'm joking. I still love you. Am I making sense? No man after the flesh. If you know your brother or sister in Christ after the flesh, we will miss the mark. But when you know that, hey, this is Christ, I will come to Ephesians. That is our real scripture, or our main scripture. I'll come to that. But when you know that you are representing Christ here on earth, anything that is not Christ-like is not you. Anything that is below what Christ will do is not you. You may feel like that, but that is not you. You may experience it, but that is not you. You are not your experience. I said, if anybody's experience is contrary to what the scripture says, it's not worth following. No matter how long you have experienced that pain, no matter how long you have experienced that hurt, no matter how long you have experienced that feelings, no matter how long you have experienced whatever you are experiencing, if it is against the scriptures, it's not real. It's not good experience to follow. I care less about how experienced you are. But if it's not here, if it's against the scriptures, if it is not in line with what God says, come on, your experience is nothing. It's nothing. It's because you have yielded to your experience. But we are called to yield to this book and manifest this book. The Lord said to us some time ago on Tuesday, Wednesday praying, he says that it's either we put this book aside or begin to manifest this book. Church, the world, they are tired. They need us. We are the hope of the world. I walk through town in Newport and I begin to come into the office. I begin to ask myself, what can I do to bless these people walking around me like that? What can I do? Oh God, what can I do? So I walk people, if they are in pain or I went to the bank, what can I do to influence them? I was in a place, in a shop. Then I said, Lord, this is it teller, they call them. The people that help me, people. How do we call them? This attendants or attendees? And then I asked God, what can I do to help this lady? God said, smile at her. I gave her a big smile. And she smiled back at me and said, this changed my life. Because we are the hope of the world, we must be conscious that we can influence them. Breaking a bit aside, when we came here to Newport here and we're looking for houses, all the estate agent, they would show us a place and said, where are you guys coming from? I said, we're coming from Denmark. I said, what? Coming from Denmark here? What are you doing here? Denmark, Newport. What are you doing here? And it was not once, it was not twice, it was not whatever. Every person we meet with this stage and more of them, anybody we meet, we're coming from, what are you doing here? Newport. Do you know what? They are just reducing the city. I say, you can't live in this city and reduce it. You go nowhere. So I tell them, they ask me, why are you here? I am here to bring change to Newport. I am here to bring an art to Newport. I am here to add my quota. Not to see Newport as a rubbish place, as drug addict place. No, as a place where God have chosen for light to rise up. So when I walk in town, I want to see that happen. I don't see myself according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. You are representing Christ. Everywhere you go, at your workplace, you are representing Christ. Not only in church. Because church, everybody can just, you know, sing the song, be part of it. But at your workplace, where? So I'm saying all this to say that when you see yourself as somebody representing Christ, it is very easy when you come to church, when you come to the gathering, you move to together. Because that is where the real stuff happens. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Okay. No worries. Let's go. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I read from the Amplify. It says, so I, the prisoner for the Lord, I appeal to you to live a life worthy of the calling. Wow. Worthy of the calling. What is this calling? The calling of being a new creation. The calling of being brought to himself. Live worthy of this calling to which you have been called. That is to live a life that exhibits godly character. So my life displays Christ. Moral courage, personal integrity, and mature behavior. A life that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation. With all humility, forsaking self-righteousness and gentleness, maintaining self-control. With patience, bearing with one another in unselfish love. Make every effort to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Each individual working towards or working together to make the whole successful. Each individual. So if nobody is doing it, I am up for it to see unity in the body. You are in to see unity in the body. Make every effort. This is your calling in Christ. This is your calling in Christ. Live a life that is worthy of this calling. A life that is worthy of this calling. So when I'm representing Christ, and I gather together with the people, I make sure I speak this language of unity. You may step on my toes so hard, but I make sure I keep the unity. I talk to you. That is where God wants us to be, church. And if that is like that, we can affect the community. I saw one thing when I came here. Newport, I mean. How the body is not unified. How the church is not unified. How there is a small church here, small church here, small church here, small church here, with division all over. We're going nowhere, people. We're going nowhere. I preach in different churches. I enter into a church and I can just feel it and sense it. But you see, this calling is on your neck, it's on my neck. You see, and the thing is that we are qualified to maintain this unity. We are qualified. You can do it. You have to yield to it. Make every effort to do it. See, the most defeating day of my life is when I have conflict with dinner. That is the most defeating day of my life. When the unity is crushed or broken. The most defeating day of the church is where there is division. But when there is unity, where I see Julie and I smile, and not only facial smile, I go a bit further. That is where we call into. Let's read a scripture in Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 to 8, and I'll be shutting down. I call this the language. Oh, that was too far. No way. Yes. The language of the new creation. Genesis. So together is the language of the new creation. You know they said action speaks louder than words. Let's see Genesis. Somebody saying, you said new creation and you are going to Genesis. See, God started a new creation from Genesis. Not in the New Testament. Hey, the New Testament started in the Old Testament. The creation we call and the darkness all up was salvation God was introducing. So if you miss the new creation from Genesis, you've missed it. It's because you are not reading well. Christ is the evidence, is the clarity of the scriptures. The scriptures is all about Christ and what he came to do. Oops. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 to 8. It says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. What language is coming? Let's look at it. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the land of Shinar and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and break. And bake them thoroughly, that thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. Let us make name for ourselves. We are not here to make names for ourselves. We are here to maintain the name that has already been made. Unity. We are not here to make names. I preach better than Heath. I give me something, examples. I can do better than he's doing. Oh, Louis, I can do better than you. No, we are not here to make names for ourselves. No, church. And I go back to Corinthians. He says, if you are doing this, gossiping and trying to say you are better than one another, you're going nowhere. We complement each other. Yeah. I went to speak in the church, and one of the members met me in town and said, oh, I heard you are coming to preach in our church. Do you know something? You are better than my pastor when he preaches. I love you when you preach. I said, hold on, sir. That is wrong. Reverse. That's wrong statement. Because already I've seen myself as part of that church, as part of that. It's a kingdom, yeah? So if you're saying this to me, you are hitting me so hard. You are not exalting me. No, you are hitting me so hard. And it hurts. And I said, do you know something? We have all giftings. Maybe you may appreciate my gift, but your pastor is doing great work there. Lift your pastor up. Lift your leader up. Appreciate him or her. Don't compete. He's better. No, I'm not. And I told him, do you know something? I have listened to your pastor on podcast, and I even asked myself why they invited me to come and preach. Because he is the best you can get. I told that guy. And he sneaked out like that. I didn't know him according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. I am talking something out of him. And I can saw the enemy sneak out of him. I'm saying that, but I'm not attacking him. I am attacking that person behind him who's making this. Jesus met Peter and said, "You devil, get out." You think Jesus was speaking to Peter? No. He saw something. He said, "You devil." Peter said, "Me devil?" But he said, right at the verses before, he said, that's where he gave revelation. Thou art Christ. Yeah. And then suddenly the devil came in. You're not going to die. I'll protect. So you devil, get behind me. I know you not according to the flesh. I know you according to the spirit. That is where together becomes so strong. Yeah. When I'm making every effort to maintain this. So he says that let us make name for ourselves. We are not here to make names for ourselves. Least we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the Son of Man has built. And the Lord said, "Be indeed they are one." See God. He says, "Indeed they are one." And I like this. What comes? He says that. And this is what they have begun to do. Now, nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. God himself said, nothing can stop these people because Mr. Titi is at work. It will take me to frustrate them. Church, if we agree and speak this language of unity, nothing can stop us. And God is not going to come down to scatter us because we are operating in that will of him. We are not here to make names of ourselves. God came down to scatter them because they wanted to compete with the Father of all. Am I making sense, church? And nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. Liberty Church, if we are together, nothing can stop us. If anything is stopping us, then Mr. Titi is kicked out. And they are one, the scripture says. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language. Come, God himself must come down and confuse them. What is the language you're speaking? What is the language you're speaking? God is not interested in that language of Welsh, in that language of English, in that language of that or that. They are limited. He's interested in the language of unity. That language. That nothing can frustrate that language. God is interested in that language. God wants to see that language come out of your mouth. I repeat again, your brother can be hurting you, but don't see him according to the flesh. See the real him and speak that language of peace. Speak that language of unity. That is what God wants us from us. Are we blessed? I will end here. My time is over. We'll continue. We'll continue next service. No, we'll go over. I said to Heath, it's very unfortunate. It's difficult to repeat the same thing again because I just want to hear what the Spirit is saying. But we're going for it. Hey, let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, O God, because we are walking in this, O God, language. We are making every effort as a church, as individuals, to live in this. We bless you, Father. We are representing Christ here on earth and in this city called Newport. Everywhere we go, Lord, this language is seen. As we speak and as we behave, we thank you. And nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. As a church, nothing can stop us. I give you praise, Father. I thank you. And Father, together...